The Osgood Files, sponsored by Regis. Your beautiful Regis office includes a receptionist to answer your phones and greet your clients. Get the first 2 months free. Call 1-800-OFFICES. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood. In a moment, a story of best friends whose lives ended up being intertwined more than they could ever have imagined. First, this from Charlie. Jake Janes and Chad Hermanson aren't twins, but they look like they could be. Raised together in rural Wisconsin, friends since kindergarten. As young men, they would hunt and fish together, and when Jake joined the Marines, they continued to keep in touch. And then, one day in 2009, Chad turned his cell phone on.
I got to my phone and there was 9 voicemails, so I knew something was not good.
His friend Jake had been on patrol in Afghanistan when a bomb cost him both of his legs. Correspondent Dean Reynolds reports that from that point on, their friendship became deeper than they could ever have imagined.
Chad spent the next year bucking up his friend, marking Jake's progress on prosthetic limbs. Then, in 2010, this traffic accident left Chad paralyzed from the waist down, and it became Jake's turn to help Chad.
I remember him saying, "Don't worry about it." And we'd figure it out.
Both friends now use what's called a track chair, a motorized chair that instead of wheels uses a flexible track, like a tank, which lets Chad and Jake go almost anywhere they could when they both had their own legs.
Over sticks, logs, rocks, cattails, snow, ice, just like before.
You're just watching what he did, and I was like, this is it. I gotta get one of them. If you sit in that bedroom all day and let this eat you alive, what are you gonna be? What are you gonna do?
When you have a friendship like these two do, it's going to take a little more than a war and a traffic accident to stop you from living your life. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.